97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
No concert tonight postponed, but we'll keep you posted on everything else. It was great to see Dave Murray talking about Evolution Festival here in the studio. Maggie Smith died today. Legendary actress. We will feature her in the audio cut of the day. I've got some other stuff, too. Look, it's been an amazing day with the hurricane and the aftermath of that and all the rain down in Georgia, the power outages. We're obviously getting some remnants here in St. Louis as well, but not as bad as a good portion of the country. We had Bibi Netanyahu at the UN today. You know, I sent this to Fred. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about this. Our friend Billboard Chris, and if you don't know who Billboard Chris is, he is a Canadian guy that has set out on a mission. He did this maybe 5 or 6 years ago and I love this answer because I asked Chris what this was all about and what he tells people. But he made it his mission to stop what he calls the worst child abuse scandal in the history of the planet. And that's all this trans nonsense. So Chris Elston is his name. He travels around the world, not just the country. He goes around the world, engages people on this topic. He tries to have civil discourse. He gets attacked quite a bit on these topics, but he always keeps it cool. He videotapes it. Well, he was invited to speak at the UN I think it was yesterday when he spoke, on that very topic, which I find somewhat interesting. We're going to try to get Chris Elston on the show on Monday afternoon. Right now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we don't often do this on a Friday. Brian Kilmeade back with us. You hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk, the co-host of Fox and Friends. And, of course, you have his Saturday night show, One Nation, which airs in St. Louis at 8 p.m. Central. Brian, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm good. We got a lot of soggy rain here. They canceled the Billy Joel and Sting concert. Well, they postponed it. It was supposed to be tonight at Busch Stadium, but it's going to be on Sunday night. But you spent a lot of time in Florida, so what are you hearing from down there where you hang out?
Well, my area of the Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra area is okay. We saw Tampa's a mess. Georgia's getting slammed. We had that live reporter on the air. It's making a lot of news. While he's on the air, a woman is screaming for help. He looks over and sees the water creeping up because they called 911 because evidently they tell you not to help people because you're not professional. And then finally she would not stop screaming. So he said, you know what, I'm all going off the air. And he put the mic down and he went into the car and he saved her.
Yeah, it's amazing. I heard about that story earlier, and you know, obviously he puts his life at risk. And that's the thing with these, even we're seeing this around here with the 2 inches of rain that we are getting. What about a foot or two of rain? I mean, that's insane, and that's what they're dealing with in many parts of Florida and Georgia right now.
Yeah, you know, it's rainy here, but you know, the whole thing is nothing stopped. I got the UN right across the street. We had Zelensky was just in the building. I interviewed the General Secretary of NATO today, and it's been just, you know, New York is all locked down, and it's just crazy that word came out that Trump cannot do an outdoor rally because all the Secret Service is being extended at the UN. So it's the Iranians already affecting this election.
Wow.
So why don't, keep in mind, they hack into his computer, into his into his campaign. They send all the intelligence information to media outlets and to the Biden campaign and Harris, and we're assuming they didn't open it. Does anyone think they're not opening it? And they still do it. They're still hacking in. So they get the strategies, they get the addresses, who knows what corrupt things they're doing. And then you look at the investigation yesterday, the House and Senate, and I am more chagrined about the Secret Service than ever before. I thought, just to get ready, I'm just going to watch. I'm going to watch the raw. I worked out last night. I just said, I'm just going to watch the raw C-SPAN 3 hours of testimony. It's unbelievable.
Devastating.
For example,
yeah.
You know that aren't the snipers, the Secret Service snipers, probably didn't kill this guy?
Well, I
you
heard that. Yeah, I heard that this morning. What, is there something to that? Because there's like missing information. I guess part of the missing information is the guy's body, right?
Oh yeah, the doctor did the autopsies on, and he said the exit wound was out of the left lip. All right, she came in the right head, side of the head. Where's the right side of the head? Towards the other side of the stage. Where were the snipers? On the other side. So the snipers also on recording. Ron Johnson said the snipers were getting shot at. Who's shooting at the snipers? So, I mean, is anyone not curious about this? I mean, we sit there to this day and examine the JFK assassination. We, through pictures, break down Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth and how he got into the theater and shot him in the head. But in 3 weeks, we're over this. I know they're not legendary American. Trump's not actually he is a legendary American figure, whether you like him or not. But I mean, to think that he's within a within 3 weeks of being the next president, one country's trying to kill him, and what we do is we hand out indictments. Wow. How about threat of an attack if you keep this up?
Well, the whole Iranian angle, I think, is one of the more undercovered stories, maybe even of the year, in connection with Trump. And, you know, I don't know. I think you'd agree with this, Brian. I feel like we know more about the second assassination attempt than we do even a little bit about what happened in Butler. And everything that comes out about Butler doesn't seem to be good for the Secret Service. And the testimony that you just referenced was devastating. And by the way, there's no theories about what the circumstances were. This is a bipartisan committee. Both the Democrats and the Republicans condemned the Secret Service and called for changes equally, which is good. I think it's good to see that, especially in this moment right now.
Yeah, I don't think that you can really be partisan and say, well, you only care about Republicans being shot at. No, we haven't really had that since RFK Senior. So we're really not being indifferent to it. Plus, there's lunatics that want to see a Democrat dead, you know, because they want redemption. We saw these idiots on January 6th. I don't want to talk about it, but there were idiots there that hurt in cops. What person who follows Trump would ever hit a cop? But they did that. So not everybody. Some people were walking through and, you know, were touristy. I don't want to go through that again. But I will say those are people that if you were at a Trump rally and you hit a cop, what were you listening to? If you follow Trump and were disrespectful to law enforcement, then were you even paying attention to what Trump supporters are about? They're all about law enforcement. So I'm wondering what kind of lunatic might do that. So I think that's why you have Democrats like Jason Crow come out and say, I'm using my military background to really break this down and be a positive force.
Which is a good thing. Brian Kilmeade back with us. There's so much to talk to you about. I got to get your thoughts on Eric Adams. We've kind of talked about this over the last year. You know, something was going to happen. It finally happened. He tries to do a bit of a preemptive strike. I really don't know what to make of this. It certainly doesn't look good for Eric Adams.
Okay. I'm looking at this and I'm listening. You and I would never do this. We would not say, we're finally mayor. I have an idea. Let's call Turkey and let's go travel.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. But to be a 10-year, now they said they've been going back 10 years to investigate him when he was Brooklyn Borough President. So you expect this thing to be just a open and shut case like P. Diddy. But instead, people look at it and go, there's a lot to fight here. Number one, if I am mayor, I have a legitimate reason to travel. Number one, I'm not in a small city. No offense to St. Louis, but this is and St. Louis is great and it's iconic. But New York is the biggest city, most famous city in America. If I'm the mayor of that city, it works to my advantage to enhance tourism and create relations and trade relations with other countries. It's like why you see a governor like Gavin Newsom in China. He's not really doing it for fun, although he could get experience. But for the most part, he's like, hey, you got to deal with my country. Why don't you build your factories here? So he's got a reason to travel. But do you have a reason to travel, coach? Do you have a reason to travel? Yes. Do you have a reason to travel in first class on a paper coach ticket? That's a problem. Do you have a reason you should be in the Hampton Inn and in Ankara? You shouldn't be in a Four Seasons. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Especially when you pay a very low rate. That's an issue. Then you travel on Turkish Airlines around the world. That's a problem because you're paying nominal fees. All right. Is that a reason to take out for the first time in the history of New York a sitting mayor? And by the way, they used to be afraid to go after minorities, politicians, because it looks like you're targeting and people brought up, you know, unfairness. You just got to turn that coin over. The coin, believe it or not, is he is a center-left Democrat. And there's a city council that is way to the left. So he's been standing in their way. He also called out Joe Biden. The federal government has called the biggest immigration catastrophe in New York history, and the federal government has let us down. Joe Biden cut him off. Evidently, he said that. He said, no, I'm not going to be able to get you any money. And he went in front of the microphones and complained. And that evidently is Joe Biden says, let's take this guy out. He's no persona non grata. I won't return his calls, nor do I want him at the White House. Donald Trump goes, this is the same formula they did for me. And Eric Adams just said something similar without using Trump's name. So just keep your eye on this.
No, I know. Yeah, it would be, I said this yesterday, it would be inconsistent of me to not at least be a little suspicious of this type of prosecution, given what we've seen with Trump and beyond. All right, I know you're going to do this, I think, tomorrow night, but Pennsylvania, it's going to all come down to Pennsylvania. And I think I heard you talking yesterday. You were out in Pennsylvania with McCormick, right? And that's part of your feature tomorrow night?
Yeah, Wednesday I went out there. We went to 3 stops. And I just want to get a slice of what it's like on the campaign trail. You know, and I don't want to be, he doesn't do the big rallies. Most of them don't. Goes to the supermarkets, goes to a women's working group, and then goes to an historical site. And he's on his bus, and they travel around. And he had to do this thing where he had to introduce himself. And losing to Dr. Oz and then staying at it afterwards really helped him do that. He says, I honestly think that there's nowhere but in Pennsylvania who's not going to vote for me because they never heard of me. And that was one of my goals. And that's why in many polls it's 44-44. Not easy to be the sitting senator whose dad, who's 3 terms, and his dad was governor. But he really has done nothing. He's one of these do-nothing senators who votes all the time with Joe Biden. So it's really not hard to define who he is, even though he never talks about what he's done. He only talks about his opponents. So I wanted to just go and also find out what it's like to almost die at an assassination, to go back to Butler, where it just happened. He's going to do it again. Watching Corey Comptor's head get blown off, which is, sounds callous, but it's not. It's horrible. And he's going to be honored next week, next Tuesday, I think, or next Saturday, as they go back to Butler. So I just thought it would be a consequential time to go see him.
What was
and
there?
We have Tom Cotton on, Hugh Hewitt's on. We also have Daniel Pletka, Mark Thiessen, and Rob Snyder, the comedian.
When you were in Pennsylvania, though, was there a way to gauge kind of the way that that race is feeling right now, presidential-wise?
I saw a lot of McCormick and Trump. A lot. But I was in the rural section, too. I mean, where you go a half mile without seeing another house. So, and then, you know, where the deli was also the distributor, was also the supermarket. So you get a sandwich, you get your produce. I couldn't believe this one place. And I go, why'd you pick this? He goes, there's no other supermarkets around. So, you know, that rural section, they got to deliver. She's trying to take a piece of that. He's also trying to take a piece of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
You're not going to have Kamala on the show tomorrow night. She seems to be doing more interviews, Brian.
Right. and as you had just told me, she's getting worse. The interviews are actually getting worse.
Well, we knew that. I think that's why they don't do them. And I guess they're not going to really do very many between now and... Well, and the other thing that's great is Stephanie Ruhle actually defends the fact that... We knew that was going to kind of be a joke of an interview. But she defends the fact of... you know, people criticizing Kamala for not giving details. She's like, that's okay. We don't need details. Who needs details? It's just all about stopping Trump. That's essentially the message, and they're pretty effective at communicating it right now.
You should hand in your media card, because if you're in the media, I don't care if you're covering SpaceX or you're covering the St. Louis Cardinals. You should want answers, and you should want people to talk to you. And if you don't, you're really in the wrong business. You're there to get people elected, and you're there to be famous, which is not why we do it. We do it to make a difference, to understand. I'm curious. Great medium. Unbelievable job. But if people there, I think, have a degree of success or fulfillment, is because you're trying to get to the bottom of things. You're trying to learn more. Is your goal to learn more, or is your goal to get her elected? Work on the campaign then.
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think we know that. Brian Kilmeade, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. You'll hear One Nation and see it tomorrow night at Fox, 8 p.m. Central here in St. Louis. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next week. Thanks, Brian.
Go get it, Mark. Thank you.
At the beginning, we Brian referenced the situation from Atlanta, and I have something else picked out for Audio Cut of the Day. And I actually started the roundtable with this just because I thought it was such a unique situation. This is a reporter for the Fox affiliate down in Atlanta. His name is Bob Van Dillen, and he's doing a live shot, as they call it in the TV world, reporting on all the flooding down there.
Here we've got this lady drove into the area that's flooded out, and she's screaming right now. I just called 911. I'm in North Atlanta right now on the corner of Northside Street, Northside Drives. Pretty big populated area right here. She is still screaming, but we got you. We got you. 911, they're coming. You're good. You're good. Oh, man, it's a situation. We will get back to you in a little bit. I'm going to go see if I can help this lady out a little bit more, you guys. I'll be back.
So look, he doesn't, they called 911. Typically, you have rising floodwaters. If you're not a professional, if you're not an EMT, you're not supposed to get involved in that. But the woman is yelling. You could hear her screaming from the car. He goes out there and basically saves her.
There you go. Yeah, you guys reunited. All right, good. You're good. You good?
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah, man. Hey. Absolutely. Hey, absolutely. Yeah. Of course. Of course. Anytime. I'll do it again. Don't go that way. Go this way. All right.
So I don't know what's going on there.
It's it's flooded out. It was up to my chest. So and I dragged her out, but she's fine. She's just cold. Get her a blanket.
Yeah. Get her a blanket. And then they asked him. You know, all this happened for the most part live on TV. He breaks away from the live shot. They're back in the studio on the set.
Bob, when we saw you last, there was a lady in that white car behind you, and we could hear her screaming her head off during your live shot, and eventually... Yep.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You said, I've called 911, but the water was rising, and you had to do something. So pick up the story.
I know that we're swamped here with all the 911 calls because there's so many high water rescues that we've already documented so far. And called 911 in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you could hear her screaming, right? You could hear it during my live shot real loud. And that's her car right there. Windshield wipers are still on. So I just said, you know what? I realize I'm with you guys. I'm on the air, but I can't let it go. So I just... I dropped everything, and I took my wallet out of my pants, and I went in there, waded in about chest deep. Yeah.
That's the type of guy Bob Van Dillen is. I've known Bob for probably 15 years. So don't be humble, my friend. I was not surprised at all when you took off your gear and on live television said, I've got to go do something.
Like if you hear Bob Van Dillen, the reporter, kind of narrating this, you can hear there's a little bit of an awkward, uncomfortable laughter that he's expressing. And I think he's a little embarrassed because he doesn't think he did anything special here, but he talks about why he did it.
I was concerned at one that maybe there was a nice swift current, but the current really wasn't that bad. But the water temperature I was afraid with, too, the water temperature is probably about 80. So all those things were working pretty nicely. Now, that being said, the water came up to about my chest, and she was in there, and she was still strapped into her car, and the water was actually rising and getting up into the car itself. So she was about, you know, almost neck deep submerged in her own car.
If you hadn't done that,
she's on her phone with her husband.
What would have happened had you not gone in there? She would have drowned.
Well, it looks like it hasn't gotten that much. I don't know. I told her, okay, undo your seatbelt. I mean, she undid her seatbelt, and I said, let me have your phone, let me have your bags, and then put on my back, and then we walked in. So she's short. She's probably about this tall. So I put her on my back and just brought in. She's fine. She was in shock. She was cold, shivering, so I gave her one of my shirts, and she was in our car just warming up. About 10 minutes later, the fire department came, saw that we were okay, and they went on to the next rescue, wherever they're going.
So one of the questions that they asked Bob here is, have you kind of shared this story with your wife?
A heroic act, but you know you're never supposed to do any of that stuff. Is your wife watching you right now on TV? Because you've got a lot of explaining to do.
You know what? I texted her. I said, let's just keep this under wraps. She doesn't know what happened or anything.
I'm going to text her right now.
Don't tell her. You guys.
Allie.
No, Janice, come on. You know her. Don't tell.
I'm going to tell her.
That's good.
Everyone now knows.
When I go home, she's eventually going to lose her shoe in my butt when she finds out.
Thanks for actually saving that lady and crossing that police tape that is behind you. That means don't cross, but you did it anyway. And it was a good deed for the day.
There he is, Bob Van Dillen in Atlanta. He's a hero. I love that audio. It's a bit of a pre-audio cut of the day audio for you. Got different stuff picked out for coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.